Good morning, and thank you for starting off your Friday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. Andy is broadcasting live from home as producer Donnie and I are here at the XTU studio.
So I didn't ever ask you guys because I experienced something for the first time that I know a lot of people have been doing throughout this, you know, what are we calling it, social distancing, and everybody's kind of hunkered down at home. But you guys get to be at the studio. Are you living there, or do you actually go to homes afterwards?
That's right. Andy would have no idea. I don't think anyone here would have any idea because there's only like five people in the building really at any given time. I do go home, although that you mention it, I really should just stay here and hang out.
You might as well. I mean, if you're allowed there, like why just bring a sleeping bag or something?
I mean, Donnie's newly married, so it might be best for you to also stay here as well.
Yeah. We go home.
You know, the best marriages last because they're apart from each other. but Dave, I know that you've been having an issue. I wouldn't say it's a problem, but it's an issue with your neighbor. We're going to get into that just after 7 o'clock because Dave really needs some advice with this. And I probably should have, I don't know, I'm offering some advice right now because maybe you haven't noticed this. I did my first like happy hour, virtual happy hour last night with some friends, some very good friends. And, you know, we haven't been able to connect in weeks.
Right. And these look like a lot of fun, these virtual happy hours, right?
So I got my glass of wine. You know, everybody was taken care of. I made dinner for everyone. They're all upstairs. I came down into the basement into my office, which is where I would normally have a happy hour. And and I had my glass of wine and my iPad, and I set everything up and we get started. And I noticed that I drank my wine rather quickly. and then was left with just a bottle of water because I didn't want to like leave the party to go get more wine, even though I needed it, because what happened was everyone's having a really hard time, right? With their jobs, with just being home, with it is a real struggle. And I was like, this sucked the happy right out of this hour as I sucked the wine right out of my glass, you know? And it made me feel really bad, but it, you know, like we're all kind of in our own little worlds right now. And I thought I have my good days and my bad days, and I'm just so fortunate to have my husband and my kids with me. And I know that that makes life a lot different than it does, like Dave, for you, because you go home to your dog, which is what you're used to doing, and that's your life. And I'm not like that's a good life that you live, but it's I feel like just knowing that you can't go to a bar and be more social than that. Just knowing that's you know, like you can't really interact with other people.
Right. That that normally my life of isolation that I choose is now forced upon me.
Right.
Right. Like even if I wanted to do something, I really can't.
And that changes the whole dynamic of it.
Do you think that people were like it was good to have this, even though everyone was kind of grouchy because they just needed to get it off their chest?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, for sure. It did make me feel badly, though, because, you know, the one friend that that I was talking to has a bunch of kids and they're all adults and they're all back home now. Right. Because they were in college and things like that. And so their house is kind of like a madhouse in that there's stuff everywhere because everybody has their offices set up all over the place.
Right.
But you have to be quiet to respect other people's area, but at the same time they're all on top of each other, so that makes it very difficult. And she's been working like crazy, so she's putting in, and then this is the other thing, she's putting in like 12-hour days, because when you work from home and you're not used to working from home, it has to be so difficult to set your own boundaries.
Yeah, knowing how to allocate your time has got to be it's new for you.
Yeah, because that laptop is always calling. You know, like there's always those emails that you're getting on your phone, and it was bad enough before, but now your office is right there. So I feel like even coworkers take advantage of that. I mean, you know, I married a guy who, and I knew this going into my marriage, he is one of those people that is just always prepared to jump into work. Like, you know, he used to have a pager, people would call him anytime, like, you know, we would stop whatever we were doing and he would like run over and call, and I'm like, this isn't even an emergency, stop it.
Is he the kind of guy, like even at bedtime, he's like, well, let me crank out these emails so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. And next thing you know, it's like midnight.
I have no idea what he does because I just have to go to bed. Like I'm like, I don't know what you're doing before, like between when I go to bed and you go to bed, but I have to go to bed right now and I'm able to turn it off. But my job's not that important. I mean, it is, but it's not like I'm not saving lives. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not changing lives. I'm not We just talk about things that we're dealing with, which is what I'm doing right now. So I'm realizing how really hard this is for so many people. And I was so appreciative of our company because they sent out an email yesterday reminding us that we have things available to us like counseling and stuff like that, mm-hmm. just in case. Because, you know, like it's stuff that you read in the handbook when you start your job and you think, I'm never going to use that.
Reading the handbook alone, most people don't do.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was something offered that I didn't even realize that our company offers it. So I was so glad that HR sent out that email saying like, hey, times are tough. Like, we're all going through stuff. It's okay if you need to talk to someone. We've got you covered. Here are some numbers to call. Like, talk it through. So it is. It's tough on everybody. And I think the best thing to do is know that you're not alone. If you don't have someone you can reach out to personally, then therapists are always available. Therapy should not be something we're ashamed of. It should be something that you're proud to do, that you're helping your mind as much as you brag about going to the gym. And I see all these people like, oh, I ran 5 miles. Like, I hate you for that, but good for you. People like to brag about stuff like that. Yeah. We should be bragging about trying to improve our mental health as well. Yeah. So just kind of keeps everybody on an even keel.
And now, did you use Zoom for your happy hour? Did you Zoom it or what did you use?
We did use Zoom.
Because I've never used Zoom. How many people can you fit on it? Maybe we should have a big XTU feel good happy hour one day. But I don't know. Can you fit like thousands of people?
No, I don't. I mean, maybe we don't even have thousands of people. But
the dozens that listen to the show, can we fit them all on?
Yeah, like the four listeners that we have. Yeah. I don't know. That would be a super fun thing to do. I don't know how many people you can get on. But they have classes and stuff. Like when I pass Tori's computer when she's like in her math class on Zoom, there's probably 20 kids on there plus the teacher. Okay. So you can get a whole bunch.
Let's try to figure out a way, because you and I are usually probably drinking anyway around happy hour time, probably a lot earlier than happy hour. So
I feel like every hour should be a happy hour. You know, that's my philosophy.
It's true. Thanks. Words to live by.
Wake up, wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.